Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we're discussing page 17 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, and it's an exciting day because this is the beginning of chapter 3, The Wanderer. This adventure is going to revolve around a character that we're just going to know for now as The Wanderer. He is the vampire depicted on the cover. I mean, not really, as we discussed, but it's supposed to be a picture of him on the cover. And he is really at the center of the backstory of what we're going to be doing in this adventure with Vampire Drama Club. Awkwardly, for podcast purposes, there's a whole chapter here about the backstory of the Wanderer, which is information that the player characters don't have going into this adventure. However, as I mentioned previously about the secret ritual, where you get special bennies when you diablerize an elder, the storyteller is instructed in this adventure to seed rumors about the Wanderer in the campaign before the adventure proper starts. So, while Marcus Smith Kearns, the woo-woo member of Vampire Drama Club, is out looking for magical secrets and all kinds of stuff, I think in between adventures, I think maybe he takes a road trip up to Vancouver, which is another location outlined by this author, actually, as a location in the World of Darkness. There's a giant secret library there. You can learn all kinds of occult shit. And in Vancouver and around Vancouver and on the way to Vancouver and with his contacts in Denver, Marcus is picking up all kinds of little tidbits about this legendary figure, the Wanderer. And that's going to give us an opportunity to talk about at least the highlights of the story of the Wanderer. And then at a certain point, we'll do a bonus episode to go over the whole story of the Wanderer once it's no longer a spoiler. Now, I'm not going to get into detail about how Marcus learned these rumors exactly, because in Vampire Society, there are rumors about everything. Everybody's got all kinds of magical powers. Some of this could have come from object reading or prophetic visions or whatever, whatever. So for that reason, it is plausible, let's stipulate, that Marcus learned as a rumor what's on today's page, which is a little bit of fiction about what motivated the Wanderer to finally go into a long slumber, which is where he is believed to be now. He is believed to have been asleep for a long time. Quote, "Those progeny he had sired rewarded him with their total unquestioning loyalty, but still they thought him a god, which prevented them from giving him what it was he really wanted. Friendship. The moment he had realized this was the moment he began considering repeating the murderous journey that had brought him to this place." There's some juicy tidbits in there. The Wanderer, he had progeny. They treated him as a god. They were his vampire kids, and therefore they couldn't really be his vampire friends. It's a different relationship. This made him think, maybe I should repeat my journey. Maybe I should unwander back to where I came from and find somebody to be my friend. However, he has second thoughts. Quote, "The journey? Again, his will quailed at the thought. He can't do it. Even though he's called the Wanderer, he doesn't want to go back out there and try to make a connection. And so he just decides to go into a long slumber. That is the central situation that drives this entire story. The Wanderer, whoever he is, has been asleep for a long, long time, because once upon a time, he was sitting around his vampire house and he thought, you know, I'm so lonely. I am, to my soul, desperately in need of friendship, which I cannot have here with these people. My dead heart longs for companionship, and yet going out and meeting people seems fucking exhausting. I think I'm just going to go to bed. That is the dramatic situation of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. I know what you're hearing in my voice, and please, I'm not softening. I still don't like this guy, but this is highly relatable. Please don't misunderstand me and think that I'm looking for friends. It's just that for anything that you want, anything even that you deeply need, I think you reach a point in your long, long existence where you have the feeling of, hey, that's a thing I would like in my life. That's a thing I want. And then immediately following it is the thought, but I'd have to go out. I mean, I've been out there in the world before. I know what it's like. I hated it. I'm not going to do that to myself again. You know what I think I'd rather do? Just kind of sit around on the couch, hang out, maybe take a nap. I choose slumber. Or, you know what? Scroll around on my phone, watch some TV, just stupor also will work. Slumber and stupor. I have a rich life here. Why would I go out and rock the boat and try to ever do another thing again? I'm not saying you should succumb to that feeling, but from time to time, everyone does. And when you're a vampire, the stakes are high. Because if you go into torpor and you're an elder, you might be there for a long goddamn time. So while I still don't like this guy, the Wanderer, I can't blame him. He's having a universal human experience, despite not being exactly human. And I get why he decided to take a nap, and I don't begrudge him his nap. I do think it's kind of a dumb motivation to use on a narrative construction level. Number one, just because it's not a very interesting dramatic situation. And number two, there's a certain irony in having a shadowy figure of legend called the Wanderer, the arc of whose undead existence is defined by the fact that at a certain point, they just didn't want to go out anymore. See, more misrepresentation of this character. Can we interest you in dating the Wanderer? His interests include not going anywhere. Anyway, what Marcus found out on this page is there was this vampire called the Wanderer in this area sometime, and word on the street is, a long time ago, he got lonely and tired at the same time, and as we all know, that's a recipe for a nap, and that is where we're at in the Wanderer's existence right now. Join me next time, though, as we flash back to the very beginning of the Wanderer's life to learn a potentially disturbing fact about this vampire whose dating app picture we have been contemplating over the past weeks on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.